Good morning, babe. How'd you sleep? What do you mean? Well, of course I'm chipper, silly. It's Saturday morning, and I don't work this weekend. You don't work this weekend. I have today off. You have today off. I made us breakfast. The sun is shining. It's not too hot yet. We've got a bright and beautiful day ahead of us. We could do anything. We could go for a hike. We could go for a bike ride. We could have a barbecue. We could sneak into David's backyard and go swimming until he and his mate catch us. And then we could play dumb and pretend like they invited us and make them feel like bad hosts and guilt trip them into making us dinner. And then finally admit that we tricked them once we're halfway through a spirited game of post-meal Smash Brothers. Well, it worked last year around this time, so it might work again. There's only one way to find out. Yeah, I can come closer. What do you have in mind, babe? Yeah, that's my caller, all right. Hi. Hello. Good morning, babe. Oh, I know, Grumpy Pants. It's your day to sleep in. But you did. Yes, you did. Look, I'm not heartless. I mean, that's why I snuck out of bed and made breakfast without waking you up. But, see? Look what time it is. Yeah, it really is. I mean, I might be chipper, but I'm not stupid. I know better than to wake you up early on a Saturday. Well, I mean, I know how much you hate waking up early. And, well, after a full work week of doing just that, I'm not going to do that to you on the weekend. But, that said, you are the one who said you don't want to sleep in any later than this. And it feels like you're wasting your day off. And those are your words, not mine. I mean, I'm just the, you know, coach over here, helping you commit to the big play, you know? You got this, champ. Hey, I mean, if you prefer, I'll gladly be your cheerleader. Yeah, give me a couple of pom-poms and a skin-tight bodysuit, and getting you out of this bed will be a breeze. Right up until it gets you back in it. B-A-A-A-B-E. What's that spell? Breakfast time. Come on. Oh, close enough. I'm not a grammar nerd or whatever. Come on. Up, up, up. Yeah, get that sexy butt up out of bed. Yeah, because I'm hungry. Oh. Now, now, somebody's not playing fair. Well, because I wasn't talking about that kind of hunger, babe. For once. Although, now that you mention it, you're the one who started it. I reiterate, not fair. I mean, you just gotta give me a clear directive here, babe. You know, what's the goal? Is it bed or breakfast? You got my head spinning in two directions. Or maybe I should say you've got the two heads, each going in competing directions. Wink, wink. Now, let's see. The problem here is that you think horn dog is an indictment, whereas I see it as a badge of honor, a cherished profession, volunteer work, really. I mean, I don't even get paid for it, mostly because that's illegal. But what can I say? You know, the work is the reward. And when you do who you love, you don't work a day in your life. Yeah, I'm not usually a morning person either, but I don't know. I wanted to give it a try. So now I've got two Red Bulls churning around in my empty stomach, and I'm ready to talk about it. Now, see, that's where you're wrong, because you can't crash if you just don't stop drinking energy drinks all day. I mean, I've got 10 left from the 12-pack in the fridge, and a stomach made of steel. I am ready for the day. So come on, get up, babe. Oh, babe, come on. I made your favorite, and then it's gonna get cold. No, not that favorite. No, not that one either. Not that one. But I do appreciate the probably misplaced confidence in my cooking abilities, if you were thinking I could ever make that. No, it's your other favorite. Oh, well, duh, Pop-Tarts. What? Hey, I slaved over those all morning. I mean, I could have burnt myself with the toaster. Or I could have burnt the apartment down with the toaster. Oof. Flashbacks to living with David. You know, I never really understood why he got so mad. I mean, we repainted those cabinets. You practically couldn't tell. At least that was what I tried to tell the landlord. Anyway, what if I told you it was at least your favorite flavor of Pop-Tart, huh? Wait, what flavor? I'm just fucking with you, babe. Yes, that's the one I got. I may have the cooking skills of... this is usually the part where I'd use my cooking skills as the metric of something bad to compare to. I may not be any good at cooking, but I do have a pretty good memory. Especially when it comes to things that matter. Like you. Hey. What was your name again? Ow! Okay, Drews. You get rough with me on a bed like that, and I'm gonna start to get the right idea. And you know, that would never do. I mean, well, among other things, my leash is still out in the living room. Maybe breakfast can wait after all. Yeah. Now you want breakfast. Oh, you are such a tease, babe. Oh, I see that little smile. Don't think I don't know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sure. Very sure. Energy, huh? Wow, now that I could get behind. Or under. Or above. Yeah, I'm really good at prepositions. Yeah, you want me to show you? Tease. You are such a tease, babe. Really? You promise? Oh, I think we could arrange more than just a reenactment of that little recording I made for you last week. Well, I was thinking, you know, maybe this time there could be some audience participation. Front row, VIP seating, reserved just for you. Right in the splash zone. Oh, come on. It wasn't that bad. Yeah. I've said a lot worse. And I've done a lot dirtier. Oh, I mean, hey, you're the one who's locking me down next month. We got a non-refundable venue deposit and an alpha with a type A personality that are really counting on this follow-through. I know, babe, I was just kidding. I love you too. Well, yeah, I'm excited. Are you? Good. Because it's not a competition, but we do have to win. Mm-hmm. We have to win the wedding. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what that involves, but we just gotta. You know, it's just the principle of the thing. I mean, David can't win everything. I mean, think about it. The Smash tournament, the Mario Kart tournament, the Mario Party tournament, the Just Dance 2014 Xbox Kinect tournament, for God's sake. I mean, who knew the big guy had moves like that? I thought Milo's head was gonna explode when he lost that one in the finale. Then again, though, I mean, with the height difference between them, maybe the Kinect could only focus on one of them and it just happened to pick David. You know, I thought saying that in the moment might come off as some kind of consolation to Milo, but oddly enough, he really didn't take it that way. There's a lot of anger in that little body of his. Anyway, moral of the story, we gotta win something. Well, we could always start by winning breakfast. A gourmet bespoke collection of exactly one flavor of Pop-Tarts awaits, oh lover mine. Oh, take my hand, my liege, and I will see you safely to the kitchen. I love you, babe. Let's have a good day. Yeah, come on. Hey, do you happen to know if heart palpitations are normal after pounding two Red Bulls back to back on an empty stomach?